This is episode number 2254 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, July 20th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Brad Pitt showed off his legs at the Bullet Train premiere in Berlin, Germany on Tuesday.
What, did he wear shorts? Cargo shorts?
He opted for a knee-length skirt look on the red carpet.
A knee-length skirt.
Yep.
I guess this is a thing now. Should I get a skirt?
I don't know if we're calling it a kilt-ish type.
No, I think they were wearing skirts. I think they're calling it skirts. I've been seeing that around. I saw somebody complain about it on social media. They took a picture of a cast member at Disney that had a full uniform on, but the bottom was a skirt. It's like, so what? I don't care. Women wear pants. Guys can wear skirts.
See, and that's the thing. Women wear pants, and men need to be able to wear skirts.
You know
skirts,
what? I just made a bunch of people mad, but I don't really care. Brad's legs may be sexy. I don't know. I can't imagine there's an inch of that man that isn't sexy.
I sincerely doubt there. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. So.
And you know, you could almost, I mean, the way it looks, it's a skirt.
It's a skirt, right? Yeah, it doesn't have to be a kilt. It doesn't have to be a kilt,
no,
guys.
No, I happen to like
men's
kilts.
Men's skirts are going to be a thing. I don't know how long they're going to last. They're like men's purses in my mind. That's kind of, they'll probably go the same way. I have no desire to wear a men's purse because they're just cumbersome. I don't know how you guys, these ladies do it. But in terms of a skirt, I can see, especially on a warm day. Little breeze, come on. And you can hike that baby
airy
up whenever you're sitting down at the bar or whatever and get a little more air up there.
You can, actually.
I think that's a good idea.
Well,
just wear it across your legs.
It's definitely a skirt. Don't know where this came from. But,
the designers are doing this now.
God's honest truth. Women wear pants. Women can wear suits.
Yeah.
But if a man puts on anything remotely close to a woman's thing, it's like, oh my God.
I think this is more tasteful. He has a blazer on, I'm sure. Way more tasteful than if he was to wear a sundress. You know.
What makes it sexy is the combat boots.
Oh, the combat boots. Oh, he's wearing combat boots. I like this look, though. He's got the whole shirt hanging out.
Yeah.
It kind of looks manly. I don't think it's a big deal.
And the skirt's got a high-low effect to it.
Oh,
when talk fast. It's the high-low.
Is that a tattoo I see on his leg there?
Yeah, both legs. Brad Pitt's
wearing a dress. Brad Pitt's wearing a dress.
Brad Pitt could, I'm kidding. He could show up wearing, I don't know, name something hideous.
Something hideous?
Yeah, name something.
Well, you know what? Speedos. Those are hideous, no matter who wears them.
Not if he wore it.
I don't know.
He could show up wearing a polka dot, chartreuse, whatever. I would say, dang, you're sexy.
Yeah, well. Yeah, you're not going to see him. So there.
I guess not with an attitude like that, I won't.
You won't.
Fine.
And this is great. He showed up at a premiere, getting a lot of press there. That, I don't know if you've seen the trailer for Bullet Train.
Oh my gosh, it looks good.
Really?
It looks good. I gotta see it.
Yeah.
Right. I gotta see it.
Okay, well, maybe we'll venture back into the movies again and put on a mask. Oh, jeez.
In an interview with Kevin Hart on his podcast, Heart to Heart, Pete Davidson, because, you know, Pete, he hasn't been in the news, he's trying to stay relevant.
Yeah. He's relevant.
He revealed that he was tired of getting typecast as an idiot. And he was looking for more mature roles.
He's looking for real movie deals.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
He's trying to make hay while the sun shines.
Hey, Pete, as a guy who spent most of my career playing the idiot, good luck. It's hard to get off of that typecast. I'm still playing the idiot to this day. Anyway, good luck to
playing?
You, man.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Hey.
You walked into that. You opened the door. You walked through and said, here I am. Go for it.
Double doors.
Pete went on. They were like, you step on the thing and they open the automatic doors.
The automatic doors. Okay.
Pete went on to say that he hopes people will start to take him more seriously. Because, you know, he's dating Kim Kardashian, for God's sake.
Well, yeah, who's going to take him seriously as long as he's dating Kim Kardashian? Hello?
He notes that he is done. Done like a lot of beep, and I'm not just a big effing dummy.
Well, look, but I mean, he's also got a cool factor. And I think part of that cool factor comes with the fact that when you are in, you know, skit or sketch or whatever with him, it's believable enough that he's going to be the Seth Rogen.
Right.
He's going to be that guy. He's going to light up a joint. He's going to, I mean, he's going to do all that. He's that guy, and he's going to be that funny.
Well, I guess he's unfulfilled. So he added,
that he should talk to Kim about. I mean, really.
So he added, I'm trying to find the healthy balance between, ooh, that's nice, he's confident, and not like, ew, you know, but still has some sort of humbleness. Because I think that I'll always be some sort of humble and self-deprecating, but I don't want people to think I'm an effing idiot.
Well, you know, self-deprecating is funny. Funny as hell. All comedians are self-deprecating.
Yes.
Seriously.
Yeah.
That's one of the first things they teach you in stand-up school. Is, yep, make fun of yourself. Make fun of yourself. Make fun of your kids. Make fun of your spouse. Make fun of your family.
Right.
I mean, that's what they tell you to do. And then that's where the pain comes. Because, you know, you can't be a good comedian unless you got some trauma.
Oh,
you got to have some damn trauma. You got to have all the makings for a Hollywood true story or something like that.
You remember VH1?
Yeah, oh, Behind the Music?
Yes.
Yeah, you can't be on Behind the Music unless you've had something bad happen to you.
I had one of my daughters, I said, you can't be a singer because your life hasn't been bad. So if you want to get into it, let me know and I'll make you miserable so that you can be on Behind the Music.
Bitch about mom. Oh, my God. No, seriously, it is going to be hard for him. He is typecast. You know, I think Steve Martin, of all people, was able to get away from that a little bit. He still had to play the comedian for a while. But at the end of the day, one of the things that Steve Martin did, he quit doing stand-up, period. And then just started acting. And so, not that Davidson's a big stand-up guy, but I think a step in the right direction was leaving SNL. I do think that was a step in the right direction. So now, if he can get some acting parts, he can be in the Adam Sandler vernacular. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to compare the two, but anyway, I don't know. Anyway, good luck to Pete.
Good luck, Pete.
He's banging Kim Kardashian. I mean, what the hell?
You know what? You're younger than her. See if she'll give you an allowance.
Yeah, there you go.
That'll help.
She's got plenty of money. Our apologies to Halle Berry today. We ran out of time. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.